From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama is in Singapore for a series of meetings with leaders from Asia, including the military government of Myanmar, which the U.S. has long tried to isolate. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama won't take part in formal diplomatic talks with Myanmar's Prime Minister, Thein Sein, but they'll both be attending a meeting of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Administration officials say they didn't want to boycott the meeting just because Myanmar or Burma would be represented there. And anyway, President Obama says U.S. efforts to ignore the Burmese ruler have not worked.
Despite years of good intentions, neither sanctions by the United States nor engagement by others succeeded in improving the lives of the Burmese people. So we are now communicating directly with the leadership to make it clear that existing sanctions will remain until there are concrete steps toward democratic reform.
Mr. Obama will also be holding private talks with the leaders of Singapore, Russia, and Indonesia, the country where he spent part of his youth. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Singapore.
In his weekly pre-recorded address today, President Obama called on Congress to postpone investigations into the shootings at Fort Hood in Texas in order to allow federal law enforcement and military authorities to complete their probes first. The Pakistani city of Peshawar was hit again today by a suspected suicide bomber. At least 10 people were killed. Yesterday, a massive truck bomb killed at least 10. Google's controversial plans to establish a digital book library have been revised because of concerns it would create a monopoly. NPR's Wendy Kaufman has details.
In 2005, authors and publishers sued Google for scanning their books and making them searchable online. 3 years later, Google, the author and publishers, proposed a settlement. Google could include the scanned books in its search engine and sell access to them. In exchange, the company would pay $125 million and share some of the revenue with authors and publishers. That deal was sharply criticized by many countries, along with Amazon and Microsoft and other members of the Open Book Alliance, who said it was overly broad and anti-competitive. Late Friday night, Google, authors and publishers submitted a scaled-back plan to the court overseeing the matter. The Open Book Alliance immediately blasted it as mere sleight of hand. Whether the revised plan will be approved by the court remains unclear. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
The European Union reports the recession in the 16-nation eurozone is officially over, with 0.4% growth in the third quarter of the year. That's up from a 0.2% decline in the previous quarter. Analysts attribute the growth to French and German exports and billions of euros spent in government stimulus money. But the weak dollar could cut exports in the final 3 months of the year. This is NPR News. The head of the UN Food and Agriculture Organization is on a hunger strike for 24 hours to show solidarity with the world's 1 billion hungry people. Meanwhile, the World Food Program launched a campaign today to raise money for the hungry from individuals rather than just governments. Some of financial con man Bernard Madoff's belongings are being auctioned off today in Manhattan as the disgraced financier sits in a North Carolina prison serving a 150-year prison sentence. His sentence also forced Madoff to forfeit many of his belongings. Some 200 items are on the block today, including dishes, pens, and furs. Authorities hope to get at least $500,000 for Madoff's defrauded investors who lost tens of billions of dollars in his huge Ponzi scheme. With the country's newspaper industry facing a combination of recessionary pressures and declining subscriptions, and also advertising revenue, the state of New Hampshire is stepping in to help a struggling local newspaper secure financing. New Hampshire Public Radio's Josh Rogers has the story.
The state's guarantee of a $250,000 line of credit for the Eagle Times of Claremont is stirring controversy in New Hampshire. Critics say the deal compromises the paper's independence. But Deborah Pignatelli, a state official who sat on the panel that okayed the transaction, says the only goal was to save jobs.
Over 90 people had been laid off, and the state is not giving the newspaper any money.
The Eagle Times, which has a circulation of 7,000, closed abruptly in July. 2 months later, the 175-year-old paper was bought out of bankruptcy by the Pennsylvania-based Sample News Group. For NPR News, I'm Josh Rogers in Concord, New Hampshire.
And I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.